New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, in his 8th State of the State speech, told lawmakers that 2018 will be the, quote, most challenging year, and that they'll have to fight against what he says are threats from the federal government, as well as announcing steps to combat sexual harassment and reform the state's criminal justice system. Karen DeWitt reports.
Happy New Year to all.
Cuomo told lawmakers, the state's top judges, and hundreds of others assembled at the state convention center that 2017 was a tough year by any measure. But he says,
2018 may be the toughest year New York has faced in modern political history.
Cuomo told lawmakers they will all have to work together to fix changes from the federal tax overhaul that no longer allow New Yorkers to deduct state and local taxes from their federal tax returns. Calling the tax overhaul an economic civil war, he says he's studying revamping the state's tax structure to convert the income tax into a payroll tax. And he vowed to file a lawsuit to overturn what he says is double taxation.
We believe it is illegal, and we will challenge it in court as unconstitutional.
Cuomo also outlined anti-sexual harassment proposals announced earlier that would end secret settlements and state taxpayer-financed payouts to victims, as well as establishing a statewide whistleblower protection system for alleged victims of sexual harassment.
Our country is finally taking a long look in the mirror as to how we treat women, and we are disgusted with what we see.
The governor also referenced the state's ballooning deficit. There's a $4.4 billion structural gap, and he says at least $2 billion more in funding cuts in health care are coming from the federal government. Cuomo did not offer many details on how he'll deal with the gap, saying only that Santa Claus did not visit the state capitol this year. Throughout the speech, the governor, who said he'll seek re-election to a third term this year, railed against the politics of Republicans in Washington, saying they are divisive and threaten unions and gay and transgender rights. He says New York is different and will offer an alternative vision for the nation. Cuomo ended the slideshow accompanying his speech not with a picture of New York, but of the Oval Office in the White House, and he took a shot at President Trump. The governor says hanging in the president's office is the flag containing the seal of the United States of America, and on it is engraved the words E pluribus unum, or out of many, one.
Right behind President Trump's desk, to find the way forward, the president only needs to turn around.
Democrats, not surprisingly, liked the speech, including Senator Dianne Savino of the Independent Democratic Conference.
It's probably one of his better speeches. It outlined the stark challenges that the state is facing in terms of our financial situation, the effect that Washington is going to have on us.
Senator Brad Hoylman, a mainstream Democrat, says the governor, considered a potential presidential candidate in 2020, sounded like he could be running, and he says he's okay with that.
I think the governor always sounds like he could be a national candidate, but the reference at the end of the Oval Office was none too subtle.
Cuomo has said right now he's just concentrating on being governor. But Republicans said Cuomo did not focus enough on New York State and its problems. Assembly GOP Minority Leader Brian Kolb is the only announced Republican running for governor.
Well, I absolutely think he's focusing on his national aspirations. And certainly this was a self-promotion speech at times.
Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan says the governor should have talked more about New York's economy and the exodus of its population. And Flanagan says he's not sure that substituting a payroll tax for the state income tax is a good idea.
It sounds like if you're going to give an additional benefit to a corporation, which is kind of antithetical to what the governor was saying about corporations.
The Senate leader says he'd like to hear more details on how to curb spending and reduce taxes. And he's likely to get that when Cuomo releases his state budget in 2 weeks. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.